This is Unit 22 of Pimsleur's Norwegian. In this conversation, you'll hear the name
Per. Hør på samtalen.
Hvor mange barn har du?
To barn. En gutt og ei jente.
Det sønnen din der borte?
Ja, det Per.
Og hvor datteren din?
Hun voksen. Hun bor i New York nå.
Hør på samtalen en gang til.
Hvor mange barn har du?
To barn. En gutt og ei jente.
Det sønnen din der borte?
Ja, det Per.
Og hvor datteren din?
Hun voksen. Hun bor i New York nå.
Starting with this lesson, you'll receive more and more instructions in Norwegian. Like this.
Si.
Pleased to meet you. Say, pleased to meet you.
Si.
Pleased to meet you.
Hyggelig å hilse på deg.
This is a necessary step to understanding and speaking Norwegian without translating from English. You may find it a little difficult at first, but you'll soon become accustomed to it.
See?
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Larsen. Say, pleased to meet you, Mr. Larsen.
Hyggelig å hilse på deg, Herr Larsen. Herr Larsen?
How will Mr. Larsen respond?
Takk I like måte. Takk I like måte.
Si.
The boy.
Gutten.
Si.
A boy.
En gutt.
Here's how to say, he's a big boy.
Lytt og gjenta.
Han en stor gutt. Stor. En stor gutt. Han en stor gutt.
Si.
Big.
Stor.
He's a big boy.
Han en stor gutt.
He's a big boy, isn't he?
Lytt og gjenta.
Han en stor gutt, ikke sant? Ikke sant? Sant? Ikke? Ikke sant?
This means literally, not true. Say, he's a big boy, isn't he?
Han en stor gutt, ikke sant?
Now you're an American man speaking to a Norwegian woman about your family. She asks, are the children...
barna? Barna?
Meaning you and your wife, she asks, are the children here with you?
Barna her med dere? Med dere?
Do you remember how to say, our son?
Sønnen vår? Vår? Sønnen vår?
Si.
Say, that's our son over there.
Det sønnen vår der borte.
Hun sier.
She says.
Hun sier.
He's big, isn't he?
Han stor, ikke sant? Ikke sant? Stor. Han stor, ikke sant?
Remember that
ikke sant
is a negative question. It means literally, not true, but it is true. Your son is big. So to say, yes, he's big, you use the contradictory word for yes. Try to say, yes, he is big.
Jo, han stor. Jo, han stor.
Si.
Our daughter.
Dattera vår.
Our daughter is grown up.
Dattera vår voksen.
She's in America.
Hun I Amerika. I Amerika.
Hun sier.
She says, my family.
Familien min. Familien min.
My family is here in Norway.
Familien min her I Norge.
The children live here too.
Barna bor her også.
Now you'll ask her a question, meaning both her and her husband.
Spør.
Ask.
Spør.
How many children do you have?
Hvor mange barn har dere?
Hun sier.
She says, we have one boy.
Vi har en gutt. En gutt.
And four girls.
Og fire jenter.
Suppose it were reversed. How would she say, we have a girl and four boys?
Vi har ei jente og fire gutter.
Meaning the woman and her husband. Try to say, you have a lot of children, or you have many children.
Dere har mange barn. Mange barn.
You have a lot of children, don't you? Or, you have a lot of children, not true?
Dere har mange barn, ikke sant? Ikke sant?
You want to ask, do you have a big car? Car.
Lytt og gjenta.
Bil. Bil. En bil.
Si.
A car.
En bil.
Try to say, a big car.
En stor bil.
Meaning her and her husband. Ask, do you have a big car?
Har dere en stor bil?
How would she say, not too big?
Ikke for stor. For. For stor. Ikke for stor.
And how would she say, a car?
En bil.
We have a small car.
Lytt og gjenta.
Vi har en liten bil. Liten. Liten.
Si.
Little or small.
Liten.
Hun sier.
We have a small car.
Vi har en liten bil. Vi har en liten bil.
It is small.
Lytt og gjenta.
Den liten. Den. Den liten.
When you say it, referring to a masculine or feminine noun, you say
den.
The word for car is masculine. So referring to car, how does she say? It's small.
Den liten.
Speaking generally, without referring to a particular item, how do you say, that's good, or it's good?
Det bra. Det. Det bra.
Referring to her car, she says again, it's small.
Den liten. Den.
How would she say, but it's big enough?
Men den stor nok. Nok. Stor nok. Den stor nok.
Do you remember how to say, for me?
Til meg. Til.
Now try to say, for our family.
Til familien vår. Til familien vår.
Still referring to her car, she says, it's small, but...
Den liten, men...
It's big enough for our family.
Den stor nok til familien vår.
Now ask where the bathroom is.
Hvor toalettet? Toalettet.
Suppose your name is Michael Davis. How does a woman say, pleased to meet you, Mr. Davis?
Hyggelig å hilse på deg, herr Davis.
How should you respond?
Takk I like måte. Takk I like måte.
She asks about your family. Say, I have a son and a daughter.
Jeg har en sønn og ei datter. En sønn og ei datter.
How does she ask if the children are here with you?
Barna her med deg?
Si.
Yes, they're here in Norway.
Ja, de her I Norge.
Do you remember how to ask where the hotel is?
Hvor hotellet? Hotellet.
Hotellet.
Is a neuter word. Referring to the hotel, here's how to ask where it is.
Lytt og gjenta.
Hvor det? Det. Hvor det?
Referring to the hotel, ask where it is.
Hvor det?
Hun sier.
It's on Drummond Road, isn't it?
Det på Drammensveien, ikke sant? Det på Drammensveien, ikke sant?
But you don't know where Drummond Road is. Keeping in mind that
Drammensveien
is an N noun, try to ask, Drummond Road, where is it?
Drammensveien, hvor den? Den? Hvor den?
Hun sier,
sorry, I don't know.
Beklager, jeg vet ikke. Beklager, jeg vet ikke.
Now ask again where the bathroom is.
Hvor toalettet? Toalettet.
Toalettet.
Is another neuter word. So how would you ask? Is it over there?
Det der borte? Det der borte?
Hun sier.
Yes, the bathroom's over there.
Ja, toalettet der borte.
Suppose you're an American woman and you've just been introduced to Mr. Anderson. Addressing him by name, tell him that you're pleased to meet him.
Hyggelig å hilse på deg, herr Andersen.
How would he respond?
Takk I like måte. Takk I like måte.
Nå sier han.
Now he says.
Nå sier han.
You speak Norwegian.
Du snakker norsk. Du snakker norsk.
How would he ask? You speak Norwegian, don't you?
Du snakker norsk, ikke sant? Ikke sant?
Contradicting the negative, not true, you say, yes, I speak Norwegian.
Jo, jeg snakker norsk.
But not so well.
Men ikke så bra.
He asks about your family. Say, I have a grown-up daughter.
Jeg har ei voksen datter. Ei voksen datter.
And a son.
Og en sønn.
They're here in Norway with me.
De her I Norge med meg. I Norge.
The girl over there is my daughter.
Jenta der borte datteren min. Jenta der borte datteren min.
My son is at the hotel.
Sønnen min på hotellet. Sønnen min.
Meaning here in Norway, he asks, do you have a car?
Har du en bil? En bil?
Svar.
Answer.
Svar.
I have a small car.
Jeg har en liten bil. En liten bil.
But it's big enough.
Men den stor nok. Den. Den stor nok.
For our family.
Til familien vår. Den stor nok til familien vår.
Now you want to say, I need gas. First, gas.
Lytt og gjenta.
Bensin. Bensin.
I need.
Lytt og gjenta.
Jeg trenger. Trenger. Jeg trenger.
Si.
I need gas.
Jeg trenger bensin. Jeg trenger bensin.
Do you remember how to ask, is coffee expensive?
Kaffe dyr? Dyr.
Gas is also a masculine noun. Try to ask, is gas expensive?
Bensin dyr?
Si.
I need gas.
Jeg trenger bensin.
Try to say, gas is expensive, isn't it?
Bensin dyr, ikke sant?
Han sier.
He says, yes, gas is quite expensive.
Ja, bensin ganske dyr. Ganske dyr.
But you don't need.
Men du trenger ikke. Du trenger ikke.
You don't need so much gas.
Du trenger ikke så mye bensin. Så mye bensin.
You have a small car, don't you?
Du har en liten bil, ikke sant? En liten bil.
Keeping in mind that you're contradicting a negative, say, yes, it's over there.
Jo, den der borte. Jo, den der borte.
Being careful of the word order, try to say for him, then you don't need so much gas.
Da trenger du ikke så mye bensin. Da trenger du ikke så mye bensin.
In Norway, the measure of distance is the kilometer. Here's kilometer or kilometers in Norwegian.
Lytt og gjenta.
Kilometer. Kilometer.
Try to ask, how many kilometers?
Hvor mange kilometer?
Han svarer.
He answers.
Han svarer.
50 kilometers.
50 kilometer. 50.
You have a small car.
Du har en liten bil.
You don't need much gas.
Du trenger ikke mye bensin.
Only enough for 50 kilometers.
Bare nok til 50 kilometer. Til 50 kilometer. Bare nok til 50 kilometer.
Nå, si.
Now say, I'm going to drive.
Jeg skal kjøre. Jeg skal kjøre.
To Oslo.
Lytt og gjenta.
Til Oslo. Oslo. Til. Til Oslo.
Notice that
til
can mean to as well as for. Say that you're going to drive to Oslo.
Jeg skal kjøre til Oslo.
Spør.
Ask, how many kilometers?
Hvor mange kilometer?
Using the general word for it, ask, how many kilometers is it to Oslo?
Hvor mange kilometer det til Oslo? Til Oslo? Hvor mange kilometer det til Oslo?
Han svarer.
He answers, 60 kilometers.
60 kilometer.
Being careful of the word order, say, then I need gas.
Da trenger jeg bensin. Da trenger jeg. Da trenger jeg bensin.
I'm going to drive to Oslo today.
Jeg skal kjøre til Oslo I dag. Jeg skal kjøre til Oslo I dag.
The reading lesson for this unit follows.